Well, hello, everybody. Here we are, getting ready to get together tomorrow for our second week of the lineage as our lineage as biology. Last week, we started exploring that in the beginning, the union, the mystery of two becoming one, and that one being something completely new, fluid within fluid. This week, we are going to continue on that theme, but we're going to explore what does it mean to be formless form? So we introduced last week the sound of Nina, Lola, wow, wow. In that connection, Nina's, Lola's, Wowo's calling in all our lineage as this particular form that we know as oneself. We will continue playing with the that is our song, the thread that will bring us through these 4 weeks. We will continue to explore the extended baseline with the humming like we did last week. The first part of the sequence will be exactly the same that we did last week, if you recall, and it's of course written down for you. Just after taking the baseline, we do some open attention and notice what changes as we engage and stimulate and invite the opposite right and left, up and down to come to inform us. We're going to do the puffed O sounds, bringing the arm and the leg down to the side, creating that union and infusing that potent space with the Nina, Lola, Wowos. Once we are on the side, as after those 24 hours of stillness, where the mystery of the union begins the process of division, self-division, coming into shape, into form, dying to that particular form. But there is the process that the formless becomes form and the form dissolves and becomes formless again to create a new form. That is the inspiration for this week. And we do it with each breath. We take a certain shape as we inhale. We let go of the shape as we exhale. So when we are on the side, we'll use two sounds. One is short thetas. So we all know the thetas is the TH sound without pushing with your tongue against your teeth, but there's a sound. But this time will be short. And the way we'll use them is really, we are on the side. One hand will be at the base of the skull on the occiput. The other hand will be down at the feet. So we are in a fetal position on the side. The other hand will be at the feet. And we are opening the sideline of the body with short thetas as we move the hand up the leg. When the hand is after the sound, we're going to drop a blur into the space. I haven't done or taught the blurs in a long time. But the blur is this low growl sound that has the potential of omnidirectionally diffuse and shape and reshape places that have been held in one particular way. So it sounds like a low growl, and we all have different blurs. I'll see how it sounds today. So we all have different blurs. We'll play with them when we get together tomorrow. And the blur is like an accent sound. We play, you put one and then you wait. How that form, that shape, that way that the tissue was organized under your hand is different. How spread, change, deepen in that new possibility of what is the new form coming from that formlessness invoked by the blurs. So we'll follow that line from the foot, all the sideline, all the way to the occiput. Short theta's, blur, pause. And when our hand is on the occiput, the other one on the sacrum, we'll invite the O sound to really inform that beginning of our midline. So the notochord cord emerging, up, down, pulsations, movement, creation, mystery. And we just invite an O sound, and we allow our midline, our spine, all the cerebrospinal fluid to invite in those voices of our lineage as this biology. When that is complete, after open attention, taking as much time as you need, we'll go back here, and with the legs and the arms, with the path toes, we come back to center like we did last week. Infuse the Nina Lola Wowos of our ancestry. Go to the other side with the path toes, Nina Lola Wowos, and then we'll open the other side exactly the same way, short thetas and blurs. I do know that when I say it in this way, there are a lot of words. There's a lot of things to think about. And it will be much simpler when we get together tomorrow and I can lie on the floor and let my body and my movement become the teacher, not so much the words. So that will be the formless. This is more the form. And I really look forward to being together and playing in this way. How can we remember that in the formless, a new form, a new way can emerge? Thank you. I see you tomorrow at 11 Pacific. Bye for now.